Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We endeavor to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We have a little break for the news at the top of the hour, and we're back for a second hour, and we hope you'll enjoy the sounds tonight as much as we enjoy them here in the studio. I'm your co-host, Kent Lenklis, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And our highlight artist of the week is tenor sax man Flip Phillips. Flip Phillips was one of those individuals that started out in the swing era and made the transition from a swing era tenor sax man to a bop-oriented tenor sax man. And he first came on the national scene in 1944 when he joined the Woody Herman First Herd. And he was a star jazz soloist with that herd, and that's when he really got his national reputation. When Woody broke up his big band in 46, he toured for about 10 years with Norman Granz's Jazz at the Philharmonic. And then after that, he worked mostly in small groups under his own name. We're going to start out our salute to Flip with a Clef album called Flip and His Orchestra, very innovative title for a group. And it included Bill Harris on trombone, who was spent the same number of years in the Herman band with as Flip, Freddie Green out of the Count Basie band, bop drummer Max Roach, Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Mickey Crane on piano. This is Irving Berlin's composition, I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket. Irving Berlin composition. I put in all my eggs in one basket, and it was our highlight artist of the week, Flip Phillips, from his Clef album, Flip Phillips and His Orchestra.
Well, I'm going to start off with Buddy Rich Big Band. It's from an LP entitled The Best of Buddy Rich on the Pacific Jazz label. We're going to hear a tenor solo by Jay Corey. The tune is written by Don Pystrup, and it's entitled New Blues. And that was the Buddy Rich Big Band from an album entitled The Best of Buddy Rich on the Pacific Jazz label, released in 1969. Nice tenor solo there by Jay Corey on the tune New Blues.
I'm going to segue from the Buddy Rich Big Band to a Buddy Rich combo. Buddy Rich Spent some time in Florida, and Flip Phillips spent quite a bit of time in Florida. And Norman Granz, producer of Clef Records, decided to record the Buddy Rich Quartet live at the Johanna Hotel in May of 1957. And along with Buddy Rich on drums and Flip Phillips on tenor sax, we have two Englishmen, Kenny Ball, piano, and Peter End on bass. And this is their version of Hammerstein and Rodenberg's composition, Lover Come Back to Me. Live at a club in Miami in 1957. And the name of the album was the Buddy Rich Quartet, but most of the playing on that track, except for the drum solos at the end by Buddy, was the great tenor sax work of our highlight artist of the week, Flip Phillips. Also a fine piano solo there by our gentleman from Great Britain that migrated to United States at that time, Ronnie Ball. That was Lover Come Back to Me.
Well, next we have a group headed up by Henry Red Allen. It's from a Bluebird CD entitled World on a String. And in addition to Red on trumpet, we've got J.C. Hickenbotham on trombone, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Marty Napoleon on piano, Everett Barksdale on guitar, Lloyd Trotman on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. It's a Cliff Burwell Mitchell Parrish tune entitled Sweet Lorraine.
Thank you.
and that was Sweet Lorraine, featuring Henry Red Allen on trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham was on trombone, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Marty Napoleon on piano, Everett Barksdale on guitar, Lloyd Trotman on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. That was from a CD entitled World on a String. That was originally issued under a different title entitled Ride, Red, Ride, and Hi-Fi, which kind of dates it. That was 1957. This version was on the Bluebird label, issued in 1991.
I'm going to do another live track. As I mentioned previously, Philip Phillips spent an awful lot of time in his later years after he left the Woody Herman Big Band and playing in various clubs in Florida. And the Arbor Records was smart enough to record him live at the Baywolf, which was a club in Florida. And he's accompanied by some locals that I'm not familiar with, but they certainly had played together with Flip long enough that they provided great backing for him. And we have, besides Flip, we have Tom Howard on piano and keyboards, Don McLean on drums, and John Mason on bass. And on this particular track, they borrow a little item from the Count Basie songbook that was composed by and arranged by Neil Hefti, who did an awful lot of work for Basie at that particular time. This is Flip's version of Whirly Bird. was our featured artist of the week, Flip Phillips, there on tenor sax, doing a little run-through on a little item out of the Count Basie book written and arranged by Neil Hefti called Whirly Bird.
Well, next we'll hear from a couple of my favorite tenor sax artists, Bill Perkins and Richie Kamuka. It's from a CD entitled Tenors Head On, and they're backed here by Pete Jolly on piano and Red Mitchell on bass and Stan Levy on drums. The tune is a seasonally correct tune written by Victor Herbert and Al Dubin entitled Indian Summer.
Thank you.
and that was Indian Summer, featuring Bill Perkins and Richie Kamuka on tenor saxophones, backed by Pete Jolly on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Stan Levy on drums, from a CD entitled Tenors Head on the Liberty label, originally issued in 1957 and then reissued on the Pacific Jazz label in 1992.
Next up with our highlight artist of the week, tenor saxman Flip Phillips, we're going to do something that he cut on the Clef label back in September of 54, simply titled the Flip Phillips Quintet. But although it was a simple title, it was a rather auspicious quintet with Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. That was actually the original Oscar Peterson trio. That was a working group. And then they added Buddy Rich on drums. And this is a little thing put together by Flip Phillips called Lemonade. Thank you. Our man, Flip Phillips, our highlight artist of the week on tenor sax, and backed up by all-star aggregation with Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Buddy Rich on drums. That was a little composition put together by our highlight artist, Flip Phillips, called Lemonade.
Well, our next offering features Paul Desmond from a CD entitled Paul Desmond and the Modern Jazz Quartet. So in addition to Paul on alto sax, we'll hear from John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. The tune was written by Fred Coots and Haven Gillespie, and it's entitled You Go to My Head. Thank you. And that was You Go to My Head from a CD entitled Paul Desmond and a Modern Jazz Quartet. It was recorded on Christmas Day, 1971, in concert by Columbia.
You've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM for about the last hour. We'll take a break for the news for about 5 minutes and back for a second hour, so please stick around for some more swinging sounds. We're going to close it out with Flip Phillips on tenor sax playing Cherry.